Christos voskras, Vesna voskras. Christ is risen, truly is risen. This is Father Basil again. Hope everyone's doing well this post-Easter season. So, for the 40 days, we're singing Christos voskras. We're celebrating the risen Christ. We're being joyous in our words and our actions to one another, because we want to everyone to know about Christ, the risen Lord. And, you know, during the post-feast of, or during the 40 days after Easter, we read from the Acts of the Apostles and from the Gospel of John for our scripture readings during liturgy. And I said many times to the people in my parishes, you know, we should read the Acts of the Apostles as much as possible, because that describes the early church. It describes the how the apostles had to overcome many obstacles, had to, you know, overcome many barriers in spreading the word of God and making these new church communities. And their faith was so vibrant, their faith was so active, and they would go from place to place spreading the news of the risen Lord, and to help people understand the gospel message, to help people get closer to Christ. And unfortunately, in our today's world, we have totally neglected, especially in our Catholic traditions, the Ukrainian Catholic traditions, we have totally neglected the evangelization aspect of our faith, to share our experiences of Jesus with one another, to share Christ our God with our friends and our neighbors and even strangers. You know, we are too afraid that someone's going to be critical of us if we share our faith with each other. We are too afraid that someone's going to tell us to be quiet, or, you know, that they don't want to hear about our relationship with Christ. But that happened to the apostles too. That even happened with Jesus. You know, Jesus spoke to many people who later went away and did not believe in him, did not follow him. So Jesus had many people who neglected him as well. Jesus had many people who did not want to listen to his words, who did not want to listen to his message. So if Jesus had people that neglected him and did not follow him, well, we can expect the same. But that doesn't mean that we can't always, always, always be joyful, always be full of Christ's love, full of his patience and understanding of others. And it's hard. I know it's hard to be perfect like Jesus was, but that's what we have to strive towards. We have to strive towards that perfection that Jesus had, and to do what he did and the apostles did, like in the early church, in the early days of the apostles, when they went around after Jesus's resurrection and his ascension into heaven. When they got the gift of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, they traveled for miles and for days and years this to bring the message and build up the church communities that we see today in that part of the world. So, you know, they had that zeal of the faith. They had that gift of the Holy Spirit guiding them and telling them what to say and telling them what to do. And we have to get that gift back with us. We have to get that, pray for the help of the Holy Spirit to guide us as well, to guide us to say and do the things that are proper to the Lord. And yeah, sometimes we get discouraged because we do all this work and it seems like nobody's listening to us and nobody's following what we're saying to them. Nobody's coming to church anymore and all these programs that we try to do and the people this being selfish. People this don't want to give up their way of life. This happened in Jesus' time too. It's no different than what happened in Jesus' time and the apostles' time. You know, so many people are so content in what they're doing and how they live their life. So, you know, they have their daily routines, they have their favorite activities they want to do. Even if those activities are sinful, they still like to do their favorite activities and they don't want to change. They don't want to give up what they have in order to follow Jesus. And yeah, sometimes it's very disheartening for Christians and priests and lay people who want to do all this work in the churches, and then you organize these events, you want to do catechesis and Bible study and everything else, and then people don't show up. But that doesn't mean that we can't continue trying. It doesn't mean that you can't continue to do the Lord's work, right? And this is so very important. The apostles, imagine if the apostles gave up after being, you know, after doing these things and having people not listening to them. And imagine if the apostles had said, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. No, nobody's listening to me. I'm not going to build up the Church of Christ. I'm too tired. I'm too disheartened. I'm too frustrated to do anything more. Then there would be no church as we see it today. So they have to get through those frustrations. They have to get through those difficult times that where maybe people were not listening to them and not doing what they asked them to do. And yet they still persevered. And these apostles are known as saints now. They're known as holy people because they continued to prosper in the Lord. They continued to prosper in the Lord's love and graces that He gave to them for their work they did. And we too will prosper in the Lord when we continue to do that work of Jesus Christ. Okay? So let's never be disheartened and give up because other people aren't listening to us. That's not what we should be doing. And also, after Easter, we read the Gospel of John throughout the liturgy. So the Acts of the Apostles, that we learn about the early church, we learn about all the apostles that they were doing, and then we also read the Gospel of John. And the Gospel of John, usually during this time after Easter, we read about the bread of life gospels. So Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus gives us that eternal bread that will give us eternal life, that will never die, right? Once we eat this eternal bread, you know, our souls will live forever in Jesus Christ. Right? And this is what he's asking us to do. He's asking us to eat his body and blood. He's asking us to eat that sacrifice he made for us on the cross. And by doing this, by believing in him, we are on our way to salvation. We are on our way to eternal happiness in heaven. So, yeah, I probably will talk more about those gospels at another time. And they're good gospels to reflect upon. They're really interesting in how, that life-giving bread that Jesus gives to us, you know, it gives us that strength to go on in the day-to-day life. It gives us the strength to maintain our confidence in praising the Lord every day and helping us to evangelize to each other and say to one another what the Lord has done for us and how we are going to honor him through our words and actions, through everything we do in life. We're going to honor our Lord because of his great gift to us, that gift of eternal salvation. So that's all I'm going to talk about today. God bless you. Have a good day.